The Dallas Cowboys won their sixth straight by beating the New York Giants 31-21 yesterday. Tony Romo threw three touchdown passes, and DeMarco Murray broke Jim Brown's 56-year-old NFL record with his seventh straight 100-yard rushing game to start a season. Eli Manning had three touchdown passes for the Giants, who have lost to the NFC East's top two teams in consecutive weeks. Kyle Orton hit Sammy Watkins on a two-yard touchdown for a winning score with 1 second remaining as the Buffalo Bills beat the Minnesota Vikings 17-16. The touchdown capped a 15-play, 80-yard drive, which Orton extended by converting a 4th and 20 and a 3rd and 12. Orton overcame an interception, a lost fumble, and 6 sacks to finish 31 of 43 for 283 yards and 2 touchdowns, both to Watkins. Peyton Manning has become the NFL's new all-time leader in touchdown passes, doing it by throwing 3 scoring strikes in the first half of the Denver Broncos' 42-17 rout of San Francisco. He entered the game 2 behind Brett Favre's old mark of 508 before hitting Emmanuel Sanders, Wes Welker, and Demaryius Thomas 4 touchdowns. Manning reached the milestone in just his 246th regular season game, 56 fewer than Favre. Elsewhere, Green Bay beat Carolina 38-17, Baltimore bested Atlanta 29-7, Indianapolis trounced Cincinnati 27-0, and it was St. Louis over Seattle 28-26. The New York Rangers beat the San Jose Sharks 4-0. Martin St. Louis and Rick Nash scored 4 seconds apart late in the second period, tying a New York Rangers record, and Henrik Lundqvist made 33 saves. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.